Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, November 29th. Let's start with the Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Most highways and county roads in Grey Bruce range from snow-covered to bare and wet. Visibility ranges from good to fair. It is listed as poor to fair around Walkerton, Durham, and Hanover, but visibility can change without notice in snow squalls. Grey Bruce OPP say a man who was reported missing from the Owen Sound area has been located and is safe. The 54-year-old man had been reported missing yesterday from a residence along Highway 6 and 10, just south of Owen Sound. Members of the Saugeen Shores Police Association have ratified new civilian and uniform collective agreements. For 2024 and 25, they include 4.5% wage increases, and 2026 and 27 include 3.5% wage increases. Kincardine Council has chosen to keep the piers open over the winter. The rationale is that a majority of safety calls to the piers happen during swimming season rather than during the winter. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack will look to make it back-to-back wins tonight in a road game against the Kitchener Rangers. You can hear all the action live from the odd on Kia of Owen Sound Terry's Trailer Service Bear Radio, beginning with the Lumberjack Log Structure pregame show at 6:30. More hockey, the Walkerton Capitals host Wingham in the Provincial Junior Hockey League, and Hanover visits Mount Forest in the Ontario Elite Hockey League. The Saugeen Shores Winter Hawks are home to the Minto 81s at 8:30 at the Plex. All of this weather permitting, of course. A busy day in the NHL. 14 games, the New York Rangers and Philadelphia Flyers up first at 1. In the NBA, the Raptors play on the road against the Miami Heat. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the REMAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. A snow squall warning continues for Grey Bruce. Environment Canada says some areas could get up to 75 centimeters of snow by Sunday. It's expected to continue until at least Monday. They warn there could be very poor to zero visibility at times in the snow and possible power outages because the snow is heavy and wet. 50-kilometer wind gusts through the weekend, a low of minus 2 tonight, and a high of 0 Saturday. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.